The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, the conference finals are set, bitches, and the Los Angeles Lakers are there. I cannot believe it. I'm excited, though, because, you know, I'm a Lakers fan. So happy to see them this far, but my hopes still aren't high for them. But we'll get to that in a second here before we get to all the basketball talk. I did just want to start the show with I will be going on vacation here tomorrow, so there will not be any shows this Friday, next Monday, or the following Friday. I will be back on May 29th, which is Memorial Day, Monday, Memorial Day. So I will be back because I will be in Hawaii, bitches. And then I get back next Wednesday and got to do some work when I get back. So I don't think I'll have enough time to put together a show for Friday. So we are not going to have shows the next three shows, but at least the conference finals are set before I leave. Gonna be really weird to watch Lakers games at like in the middle of the day too, since I'll be in Hawaii. It'll be fucking awesome. But anyways, because you know I'm not gonna be missing out on these Lakers games. But anyways, let's get started with a couple bits of basketball news before we get into these conference finals here. Let's first start off with the Phoenix Suns ended up firing Monty Williams as their coach. It's kind of shocking. It's really weird to me in the NBA because they seem to have a real quick hook with some of these coaches. Granted, they have not won a championship these last couple of years, but he did end up getting the heave-ho, so we'll see what happens with the Suns and who they end up hiring. Also, you got to take a look at it. They've got a brand new owner, so he might just kind of want to start from scratch and basically just rebuild this team, probably around Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, and just go from there. And then the other bit of NBA news, Ja Morant being disappointing once again. I personally am rooting for this dude. I really want to see him excel just because I feel like he's a great talent, but he's dumb as fuck. He once again was caught on Instagram Live dancing around with a gun. And, you know, I've mentioned before, I don't have an issue with guns at all. I am a gun owner, but I hate stupid gun owners. And I really hate fake thugs. And when you gotta be pointing that shit around on Instagram, and he wasn't pointing it at anybody, really. He was dancing around with it, which I just thought was stupid because he just came back from suspension and basically ruined his entire team season because of that shit earlier on. And now he's been suspended again by the team. Now they're not doing anything right now. So, I mean, who knows what this suspension holds. But it's just sad to see that he can't pass the stupid test. I mean, if anything, you don't have to be dancing around on Instagram with guns. I mean, that's just dumb as fuck. Get some bodyguards, man. Keep your guns. Just, you ain't got to be on Instagram flashing them. That's not cool. And you ain't hard doing that. Now you're suspended again. So it sucks to hear. Like I said, it could just, they're not playing. They're not doing anything right now. So who knows what this is going to happen. But there is some scuttlebutt that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, might step in and actually suspend him for some time next year, which is going to start the season off in a bad way. So one would think that with how the season ended for the Grizzlies, he would have learned something from it. It sounded like he did when they lost in the first round of the playoffs. He took total total accountability as to why the season probably ended so soon. And he even said it was probably because of me and my stupidity. And then here he is a couple weeks later doing the same dumb shit. Anyways, let's move on to some legitimate basketball that is still going on with teams who are still playing. Let's start off with, like I said, the Western Conference Finals. My Los Angeles Lakers are going to be going up against the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets took care of business over the weekend, taking out the Phoenix Suns easily. And then the Lakers easily got past the Warriors. I mean, I was shocked at how easy it was, especially in Game 6, man. The Warriors did not show up at all. Pretty much the only player on that team who showed up for the most part in the entire playoffs was Steph Curry. So he had a great series. But other than that, man, Lakers actually played really well. They've had some role players step it up. I still don't consider them a championship contender, even though they are one of the last four teams left. They're still legit. But, I mean, they haven't really been that consistent. But, you know, Denver, I haven't been sold on them yet either. But I will say, as far as comparing the two teams, Denver is the more consistent team. Nikola Jokic, he's had an amazing season. He's the triple-double king at this point right now. He really is unstoppable. I mean, the way this guy's just been rolling through this entire season, it's really difficult for him or for opponents to stop him. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Lakers handle it. I don't expect them to get rolled over, but I do. I just kind of feel like the Nuggets play better defensively. They play better as a team. Jamal Murray has really stepped up as basically Jokic's right-hand man. They've had a bunch of their role players step up when needed, and their bench guys have been stepping it up too. So I just, and their coach has really been solid throughout. So I just feel like Denver is the overall better team, and they will beat the Lakers in six games, but I'm still rooting for my Lakers. I know they've got a chance. Hey, they're still, in my opinion, I mean, they shouldn't even be here. They started the season off 2-10. They backed their way into the playoffs. They got into the play-in game. Then, you know, they went up against some pretty difficult opponents, and here they are in the Western Conference Finals. So I didn't expect them to get this far. I kind of feel like this is an accomplishment in and of itself just because they shouldn't be here. But obviously the ultimate goal is to win a championship. So I'll be happy if they get there. I'll definitely be happy, too, if it ends up being a Lakers versus Boston Celtics NBA Finals, because, hey, then it's for our 18th championship banner or Boston's 18th championship banner in that huge rivalry. So we'll see what happens. But I do have Denver winning in six games. But, you know, I'll still be rooting for my Lakers. As a matter of fact, I have to switch planes tomorrow in Denver on my way to Hawaii, and my ass is going to be all Lakered out. Hey, maybe I'll get lucky and I'll even run into the Lakers and be able to cheer them on as they walk by. But I'm going to be all Lakered out in Denver just to let y'all know. But I do think Denver's going to get it done just because they are the stronger team. But the Lakers are playing well right now. Anthony Davis, he hasn't got injured. And I mean, as long as he's playing well, we're golden. But I'm excited that we're here and I still have something to root for in the playoffs. Then moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals, it's going to be the Miami Heat versus the Boston Celtics. Talk about a team who shouldn't be here either. That would be the Miami Heat. It would be funny, as a matter of fact, if the Lakers and Heat face off against each other because they played against each other in the NBA Finals in 2020 in the bubble. So they could face off again, which would be very interesting and could definitely happen. Now, Boston, they got a huge win against the 76ers yesterday. Jason Tatum's really been on fire these last couple of games. He actually broke Steph Curry's record, who set the Game 7 mark for 51 points against the Sacramento Kings a couple weeks ago. Well, Jason Tatum was like, no, I'm going to drop 52 in a Game 7, and that's what he did yesterday, and it wasn't even a game. Boston just trounced all over the 76ers, and Boston actually looks like the Celtics of last year, because like I've been saying, in every series so far, they've basically been treading water up until Game 6 of this last series against the 76ers. That's when they really started to look like a team, and now I think they're on fire. I think Jason Tatum is just looking for that championship. You could just tell he's been getting better and better every single year, and he looks like he's ready to go. And while playoff Jimmy for the Miami Heat has been, he's been great. He's really taken over many games in these playoffs so far. I just feel like the Boston Celtics, they're on another level. They are the better team, and they've been here before. So I have the Boston Celtics winning this series in six games as well. So the Western Conference Finals kicks off tomorrow on Tuesday night, and then the Eastern Conference Finals kicks off on Wednesday night. And so now let's get to the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. Not a lot of shakeup, actually. Pretty much the same teams jumbled around here a bit, but there is one team that did make a charge. But we'll get to them here in a bit. Let's start off with the number one team, the team that's been number one all season so far. That is the Tampa Bay Rays. Overall record of 31-11. They have cooled off. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games, so they have cooled off these last couple of weeks, but they're still just knocking the balls out of the park and just playing great baseball. This past week, they lost the series to the Baltimore Orioles, but then split the series against the Yankees. They still lead the league in runs with 260 runs on the season. They still lead the league with the lowest ERA. They still lead the league basically in every category at this point in time. And, you know, Yandy Diaz, he has had a great season. He's been a dude who has always been able to get home runs, but he really hasn't been that consistent otherwise. Well, this year he's really being consistent. He's batting .321 with 10 home runs and 24 RBIs. Right now he leads the team in all of those categories currently. And I mean, this Shane McClanahan, he leads the league in wins with 7 wins on the season. So he's really just dominating. And the Tampa Bay Rays have not cooled off a bit. Then at number 2 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that is surging, and you know I hate when they surge, but here they are. It's the stupid-ass Dodgers. I knew they were going to show up at some point. They're 26-15 right now. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. They are actually the hottest team in the league right now. This past week, they took a series against the Milwaukee Brewers, and they swept the San Diego Padres, who do not look good right now. They're really starting to put it together, but they do have this new rookie who just came up this year, James Outman, who has really been raking. He is batting a .267 with 8 home runs and 23 RBIs on the season. And then Clayton Kershaw, he's right there with Verlander. It's like, do these guys age? Kershaw, if you were talking Cy Young right now, he would be right in the runnings because he's got such a low ERA. He's just going out there for the Dodgers and pitching lights out. And it's they are looking really good right now. And they have taken over the division and probably now are going to start to run away with the National League once again. Then at number 3 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the Atlanta Braves. They are overall record of 25-15. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they won a series against the Boston Red Sox, but just got swept this weekend by the Toronto Blue Jays. But, I mean, you know, as I've continued to say about the Braves, they have one of the best rosters in baseball. This week, we get to talk about a new player. That would be Sean Murphy, who right now is batting a .269 with 9 home runs and 32 RBIs on the season. The home runs and the RBIs actually lead the team right now. So that's why we're talking about him. I feel like every week it's a new guy with the Braves who really steps it up, whether it's Spencer Strider, whether it's Ozzie Albies, whether it's Sean Murphy, whether it's Austin Riley. I mean, they just have Acuña Jr. I mean, they really have just like an all-star roster. And every single week when I'm going through the stats, I just basically find a new guy. And I'm like, oh, here's their new guy who stepped it up for the weekend. This week, it is Sean Murphy. Then at number 4 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the Texas Rangers. Overall record of 25-15. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland A's, and they are hot on the tail of the Tampa Bay Rays in runs right now. They have 254 runs on the season, so they are catching up to the Rays. But it's not just about their hitting as well. Their pitching is solid. Uvalde is just having a total like renaissance right now with the Texas Rangers. He's got 5 wins with a .270 ERA and 56 strikeouts on the season. This guy is just, I mean, he's always been pretty decent over the years, but like this year he just is really on some and looking really good. Not shocking though, because as I mentioned before the season, I expected the Rangers to be good this year because Bruce Bochy is their manager. And that guy just knows how to get the best out of every player. And that's just kind of what I feel like he's doing with Eovaldi right now. So Texas Rangers, one of the hottest teams in the league. And they just keep getting better as the season rolls on. Then at number 5 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the Minnesota Twins. Just breaking through this week on the top 10. Overall record of 23-18. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took a series against the San Diego Padres and the Chicago Cubs. Man, Sonny Gray, talk about another guy who's just coming out of nowhere. Now, Gray has always been a pretty solid pitcher, but last year, actually the last couple of seasons have been, he's been injury prone, and that's pretty much been his Achilles heel. But this year, he's got 4 wins on the season. He actually has the lowest ERA in the league right now at 1.39 and 56 strikeouts on the season. So he is just having a phenomenal year. Right now, it's all about the Twins pitching. Their starting pitching is really, really doing well. They're getting the runs when they need to. They still have some issues, I think, that they need to work out. But overall, the starting pitching is really, really good. And Sonny Gray has been one of the top pitchers in the league so far. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Baltimore Orioles, overall record of 26-14. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Tampa Bay Rays and the Pittsburgh Pirates. This team, they just keep getting it done in so many different ways. They have pitcher Tyler Wells, who's having a great season so far. He's got 3 wins on the season with a 2.68 ERA and 39 strikeouts. But they just are really getting it done with the bats. And the Orioles have not cooled down at all at this point in the season. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Toronto Blue Jays, overall record of 24-16. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Philadelphia Phillies, but won a series against the Atlanta Braves. As I said, they swept the Braves, so that's a big deal. But they are getting it done in so many different ways as well. But Bo Bichette is the dude right now for the Jays behind the plate. He's batting a .320 with 8 home runs and 26 RBI, and he leads in all categories for this team. And this team has Vlad Guerrero Jr. on it. So that says a lot if you are leading in all those categories and you have one of the best hitters in Vlad Guerrero Jr., basically in second place to you in every category. But they're really getting it done defensively as well. Their pitching is really solid. So as I've said about the American League East, it's going to get crazy once we get down to the playoffs, because who's going to be left out? Because I kind of feel like there's going to be at least one team left out when it's all said and done. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Houston Astros, overall record of 21-19. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games this past week. They won a series against the Los Angeles Angels and won a series against the Chicago White Sox. They're really getting it done in many ways as well. Yordan Alvarez, he continues to just rake it in. He's batting a .288 with 9 home runs and 37 RBI. And the 37 RBI actually leads the American League right now, so that's no shock for him. And then Framber Valdez, he's just been money for them behind the plate at starting pitching. He's got a .238 ERA with 57 strikeouts. It just is unfortunate for him because he hasn't really been getting a lot of the wins. Because the rest of the team isn't giving him run support. But you know, they're still the Astros and they still are a stacked team. So even though they're having a down week right now, they're probably going to come back next week and have a great week. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Milwaukee Brewers, overall record of 23-17. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Dodgers and then won a series against the Kansas City Royals. They are getting some great pitching from Peralta right now. He's got 4 wins on the season with a .332 ERA and 46 strikeouts. The Brewers have been up and down. You know, they started the season off really hot, but they're still here and they're still getting wins. And, you know, they've got some really, like I said, Peralta is just having a great year, and their starting pitching just overall has looked really good and has really kept them in a lot of the games this season. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings, once again, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they still are here. They are 23-18 on the season, 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Miami Marlins, but won a series against my San Francisco Giants. And they just are getting it done. You know, as I've mentioned Zach Gallen multiple times. The guy is having a great season. He's got 6 wins with a .235 ERA and 70 strikeouts already on the season. And then this week, Gurriel Jr., he has really been having a – he's been kind of like a journeyman this last couple of years. He last year was kind of marred by injuries, but this year he's really hot behind the bat for them. And he's batting a .308 with 5 home runs and 21 RBI so far. And the Diamondbacks still there. They did lose their hold on the National League West to the Dodgers, but they're only like a game behind them right now. So they're still right there up in it. So we'll see if they're able to continue that. But Zach Gallen, he's really making a case for an early National League Cy Young Award winner, because this guy is having a great season so far. Him and McClanahan of the Tampa Bay Rays right now are the top pitchers in the league for sure. All right, guys. So had to make the show kind of short and sweet because I got to get up real early to head on off to Hawaii, which I'm real fucking excited about. So also excited about my Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. So I hope you guys all enjoy the next couple of weeks of basketball in the Western Conference Finals, the Eastern Conference Finals. Go Lakers, and aloha, bitches. I will be back on Memorial Day.